Jesus, we thank you because the choir assigned it that this is how we show true love, that Jesus gave his life for us, that we should give our all to him. But as we look at this topic, your plan for our prosperity and our plan to give, Lord, we are praying that you do great things in our hearts. Open every heart, open every pocket, open every mind, open every hand, so that we'll give unto you in Jesus' name. We come against every spirit of restraint. Every spirit that want to resist the mind and plan of God, we send them to abyss in Jesus' name. Father, touch every heart so that you bless our lives. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can please be seated. This evening, we are looking at God's financial plan and Christian giving. Brethren, God has a plan to bless you. God has a plan to make a financial plan for you to make you rich. And you must remember, let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, that this plan is good and is for your own good. That the plan includes money. It includes what? Money. And the Bible has something there to tell us in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 9, about this God's plan, that God has a prosperity, a plan of prosperity for his children, and that he's happy. God is happy when we prosper and desires that we have enough money, that when you enter the supermarket, when you go to the store, that you have enough money to buy what you want to buy, to choose what you want to choose. Amen. That you will not be restrained, but that you are sufficient by the grace of God. Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19. A feast is made for laughter and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. And God has a plan to bless you, and he will bless you. Just open your mind that, God, I know you want to bless me, and I receive your blessing. And don't just focus that what is my saving? One thing I want you to do today, one miracle I want you not to miss today, one train I want you to jump into today, is the train, a secret of financial anointing above your earnings. Savings greater than earning. What did I say?
Savings greater than
earning. You hear what I say? That means your saving will be more than your salary. Amen?
Amen.
Your saving will be what? Somebody say, has it happened before? We are going to look at that. In Matthew chapter 14, let's go to Matthew chapter 14. It has happened before there. In Matthew chapter 14, what do we notice? You can write it down because of our time. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21, there they were even in a desert place. And the income, the salary was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Have they shared the outlines? Was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Since you have the outline, you don't need to write. You will just look at it from the outline. The savings, the income, was 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. But at the ending, after feeding 5,000 men, amen? What God is saying that you are going to tell the Lord that, Father, you have to say it now.
Father,
today,
I receive the anointing
of savings.
Of savings.
More than my income. Say it now again. Believe it. Prophesy it out.
Father,
I receive the anointing of savings more than my income. Father, today, I receive the anointing of savings more than my income. Father, today, I receive the anointing of savings more than my income. Father, today, I receive the anointing of savings more than my income. Father, today, I receive the anointing of savings more than my income. Father, today, I receive the anointing of savings more than my income. Father, today, I receive what? Let's read that verse now. In Matthew chapter 14, from verse 13 to 21. Matthew chapter 14, from verse 13 to 21. This anointing, I want you to receive it because God is going to bless you. You begin to wonder, but I thought the money I got, where is all this money coming from? It is the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And this anointing that you are receiving today, and they ask you, madam, how are you building house? And you say, because how is your salary able to build house? You say, I received the anointing of what? Amen. In Matthew chapter 14, from verse 13, we'll be simple verses there. In Matthew chapter 14, in verse 13, when they heard of it, he departed thence by ship into where? A fruitful ground, an important place. And you are someone is saying, Pastor, you know I am poor. The place where I am is a desert place. Pastor, do you know the type of job I'm doing? The type of job I'm doing is a desert job. In that your desert place, in that your desert job, the anointing of what? Will work for you in Jesus' name. And this was a desert place. And what did they have here? Just 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. But let's go down to verse 20 and 21. Or we can go up. Yeah, 20 and 21. Matthew 14, 20 and 21. And they did all eat. And we are what? That means when you have this anointing, it's not that you will not be managing. It's not that you are managing. Amen? It's not that you are not eating. You will be eating and be full. And this is what will happen. Let's continue reading now. Let's read it together. Verse 20 and 21. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men besides women and children. This anointing will make you feed others. You feed your relatives. You feed other people. And yet you have 12 baskets. How did this 12 baskets come about? It's the anointing of what? And once you receive this anointing, it will help you in our point too. You will not even be thinking of tithe and offering because your savings is what? In the name of Jesus. So it will be, and you say, because this thing is so true. And it's Jesus that did this miracle. He repeated it again. We see it later in Matthew chapter 15. The very next chapter. Let's go there, Matthew chapter 15. Because somebody is saying, Pastor, do you know I've not bought car? Do you know I've not bought land? Do you know I've not built a house? It's the type of job. If I get the job that other brother is doing, if I get the job that sister is doing, that sister is in a flourishing land, I'm in a desert, I'm in a wilderness. No. If you catch this anointing of savings greater than income, you will see what will happen in your life. And you catch it today in Jesus' name. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 32 to verse 39, we'll go there and we have to read it together. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32 to verse 39. 1, 2, go. And Jesus called the disciples unto him. No, let's stop. Let's go to verse 33. We read 33, 34, 37 and 38. So let's read 33, 34. 1, 2, go. And his disciples said to him, whence have we so much bread in the wilderness as to feed so great a multitude? And Jesus said unto them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7 and a few little fishes. Let's go to verse 37 and 38. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up of the broken meat that was left. How many baskets full?
7.
And they that did eat were 4,000 men beside women and children. What type of anointing have you received? What type of anointing have you received? Amen. So don't say it again that the job I have is the job of wilderness. Don't say it again that the job I have is the job of desert, because you have received the anointing of what? Savings. More than my income.
That's what Jesus did here. That what deceived was more than what came in. And that miracle will happen in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And believe the Lord today. And tap into this anointing. Tap into it in your words. Tap into it in your project. Tap into it the way you plan for the future. And believe the Lord that God wants to prosper you. God wants you to have savings more than income. God wants your bank account to be full. Amen. God wants you to live as the head and not the tail. God delights in your welfare. God does what? God does what? I was sitting inside that room. So there was one baby who came in. And the women were in front here. So the baby came out and the baby fell. I wanted to jump out. But I said, the mother will know the voice of the baby. Amen? Am I correct? Even though there are many women here, even if there are many children there, the mother will know what? Amen? Do you know that God knows your voice? And all the prayer you have been praying since we came, God has answered them. Because what? The mother does what? Knows the voice of the baby. So as I wanted to jump out, I said no. The mother knows the voice of the baby. So I waited inside that room. Next thing I know, the mother came, carried it. Even though I didn't see the mother, I see the mother. I said, God. So if there's a problem in your life, what you got to, you will appear. Amen. And that financial problem you are having, God has already appeared. And God has solved it in Jesus' name. And as you have tapped into this anointing of savings, greater than income, it will work in your life. Amen. And you plan accordingly. Point number one, Jehovah, the giver and sustainer of wealth. And I want to encourage you, tap into it, believe it, and you see what will happen in your life. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. 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 So sometimes I call some of our brothers. I say, have you bought the land? Pastor, I've not bought the land. Why now? You know my job is the job of a desert. My job is the job in the wilderness. I say, no, call your father. Tell him that he should start searching for land for you. Amen? Because you have tapped into the anointing of what? Savings. More than what? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Let's read it together. 1, 2. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee, that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy father, as it is this day. How do you become rich? Who gives you the riches? Who gives you the power? Who gives you the power? So don't be saying, my job is in the desert. My job is in the wilderness. So instead of complaining like that, just grab the power. Amen? Grab the power to get wealth. Because he says he's the one that gives what? The power to get wealth. And the Lord will give you today in Jesus' name. Believe the Lord. And believe the Lord, and this will be your testimony. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9. This verse you have to read it. Because it's your testimony. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9. It's your testimony. Even if you forget, write it on your wall. Write it beside your bed. That this verse is my testimony. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9. If you don't have an outline, wave your hand so that they will give you one. Because everything is your outline, so you don't need to rewrite it. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9. Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. Surely the house. Oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 9. Now, dear. 1, 2, go. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see, sister. All that see, who? All that see, who? All that see, who? Let's read it again. And all that see them shall acknowledge them. And you know there's a car that will pass. You have to turn. Amen. If you don't turn, that means you have neck problem. Amen. There are some people's house when you enter, you have to look. Amen. facing past. You have to look. He said, all that see them will do what? Acknowledge them. It will be so in your life. In Jesus' name. Let's continue that verse now. And they that they are the seed which the Lord have done what?
Yes.
That who? And the seed. You are the seed which the Lord has blessed. And believe it. Why? Because our God is very rich. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 18. Proverbs chapter 8 verse 18. Supposing your child who is 6, 7, 8 years, say, mommy, I'm so, as you give her food, she's not eating. She says, mommy, you come back, you don't eat your food. He said, mommy, I'm worried. He said, what are you worried about? Mommy, I'm worried that maybe you don't have money to make another food. What will you tell that child? Keep quiet. Amen. I have the money. Now, God has all power, all riches. And he's telling you, let's read that verse now. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. And today you have received the anointing. You have received the anointing of savings, what? More than your income. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. Let's read it. 1, 2, go. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. God has too many things. Don't doubt him again. Amen?
Amen.
Don't doubt him again. Because he's the one. 1 Samuel 2:7. Let's see what 1 Samuel 2 is. Let's all go there. We're all going to read it together. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. Just believe it. So when your money comes, when you get your income, when you get your salary, don't be worrying again. When you get that salary, just speak to your salary. He says, salary in the name of Jesus. Income in the name of Jesus. My savings from you will be more than you. Amen?
Amen.
Just speak to the money like that. Amen. Just say it. I'm speaking to you in the name of Jesus. I will save, I will spend everything because the Bible said that everybody was fed. I will pay all my rent, all my children's bill, their clothes, and my savings will be more than you. Somebody say, if I say it this month, it doesn't happen. Keep saying it is a seed, it will grow. Amen? Amen. If you have a seed, and you water it the first day, and you say it didn't grow, you stop. What will happen to that seed?
Yeah.
You keep on watering it. One day you see the fruit. One day you just wake up at the end of the month, you call your wife, say, my wife, what's happening now? I hope somebody, I hope don't think that. Because I know this is at the end of this month, every month, our savings is more than our income. And it shall be yours in Jesus' name. Because there is nothing too hard for God to do. Amen? There is what? Nothing too hard for. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord does what? Maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and what? I like that word you said. That the Lord does what? The last word there, he does what? That means you don't need to worry. Amen. If a baby is here and the baby cannot climb on top of this podium, I am stronger. What will I do? The baby cannot climb. This is the podium of wealth, the podium of riches, the podium of money. And the baby is crying. I'm walking in wilderness, I'm walking in desert, and God will just carry the baby because it's lifting. Amen. Look at you now, you can lift babies. Amen. Nothing can even carry one like this, carry another like this, carry a third one inside here. Amen. Then because you can lift, then you just carry, God will just carry you from that job. You say, I'm job of wilderness, job of desert. You also carry and put you in prosperity. That's what you're going to pray at the end of this service. That God, I have tried. Some people are even walking night, walking day, walking. You don't even know what to greet them. You call them, you say, my brother, good morning. He said, I don't know the one because I've been working morning, night, evening. And that is the time you will not cry. Go do what? Do what? Lift me up. Amen? Lift me, I'm tired. Lift me what? Up. And Lord will lift you up. And you know to be tired in Jesus' name. So God is the one that does it. Because God does it. And do you know one thing about life? Why you should come to God? Don't be going to discuss with your friends. We will tell you, I know the way. Why? Because the riches given by God are protected by God and sustained by God. Listen. The riches that are given by God are what? Protected by God, and those what? Sustained by God. So if you get it by God, God will be protecting it. God will be sustaining it. Nobody will be able to steal your money and go free. Amen? If somebody steal your money, somebody borrow your money and refuse to pay you, you see what will happen to that person. Amen?
Amen?
Because it is God that does what? Give you that riches. He's protected by God. He's sustained by God. Amen?
Amen?
That's why you want to cry to God that God give me the riches, the blessings of the Lord that does what? Make it rich. And we have several points there. You have it in the your outline. What's the first thing we have there? Number one, point one. What's the first thing? Let's read it together. One, two.
Ask God for divine revelation
on your location and environment to prosper. Amen. You know, there was a man, Isaac, in that chapter there. We are not going to read it. Isaac did well. They come and fight with him. He didn't stay there. I must stay in this way. This well is my father's well. What did he do? He moved. He got to go another way. He did the other way. He fought with him. He did what? He moved to dig his robot. Amen. Sometimes you need to ask God, what is your design for me? Do I need to? Sometimes you may even be one job, you're in that job. Just ask the Lord for design. The Lord will give you a job. That when you start that type of job, how business, you have been thinking of which business will I start? Somebody now come to you and say, and you know, go and meet one sister and say, sister, I am thinking, you know, if I start making chin-chin and meat pie, whether anybody will like chin-chin and meat pie? The sister say, you think this is talk on where there are many Africans? Look at here, do you see any black man? You want to make chin-chin, who will eat it? But you remember that God gave you that design. By the time you now make your chin-chin and it's so soft, it's like water. Amen? And when these people eat it, they say, this chin-chin, is it? What is it? Is it croissant? You say it's a type of croissant. Amen! And you don't call it chin-chin. You look for a good name to call it. Call it s'il vous plaît. Amen! And when they're eating your s'il vous plaît, you see that the Lord will begin to do what? Prosper you. Amen? Is it that hair? The Lord just give you a design that you should start plaiting hair. Amen? You should start teaching women how to keep their hair. Natural style. You call it natural beauty. Hey! And you start plaiting hair. And that sign, design of plaiting hair, start coming. That you just, you say, I can help. Or you go to give you a sign how to treat dandruff. Amen? And you start facing that dandruff. How to treat acne. And you start facing that acne. Before you know it, you are more than L'Oreal Paris. Amen! Ask the Lord, and the Lord will do it. Number two, let's read number two. One, two.
Move or relocate following divine leading.
You see this woman, she go to a land. Her husband died, Naomi. You see, no, she didn't move immediately, her husband died. She remained there. Her first son, Malon, or Chilon, died. She remained there. Even children will go, she go to that, I said, my sister, move home. This city is not good for you. The second son died. That's when she realized, I need to go to the land of bread. Amen? Sometimes don't say no. I have the anointing. I will bind. I will lose. I will scatter. Holy God, fire. Sometimes it's not fire. Just pack your bag and do what? Go to your Bethlehem. Amen? The Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Number three, ask God where to sow.
And how to sow,
so that you can read the right thing. Spend more time with God, so that you can hear His voice more clearly. That's why it's good you are coming to retreat like this. Because as you are coming to retreat conferences like this, you are hearing the voice of God. Amen? You are hearing how God speaks. Amen? Unless maybe you are saved differently. Amen? Maybe you were so bad when you were saved. That is when, maybe in the night, good guy, come on, we need to get out of here. They say, this is not God, amen. This is my CD that I forgot to bruise pause. Amen. But when you hear it, and the voice is coming, my daughter. You say, yes, sir, I'm his daughter. Amen. You understand the way the voice will come, my son. You say, it's true. This is God talking. So learn to hear God. And very, you have Bible. Now you say, get your phone. Me. me when I'm going to work, I'll put this thing in my ear. I'll be listening to song, listening to prayer. In the house, I'll put CD. Now we say, we have prayer, we have been praying 2 days. Go and download it in your phone. At least your voice is in the prayer. Amen. So download it to your phone. You are listening to it. We have the Bible. Download it from all your pastors. They have Bible. They have hymn book. Download it into your phone. Be listening to it so that the voice of God will be getting used to it. The next point, number 4. Now let's want to go. Diversify your income, savings, and investments. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, 2, 4, 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, 2, 4, 6. Let's go there. We'll read it together. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Because you will prosper, that's why you'll be reading it. Because you have gotten a new anointing of savings, what? More than income. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 4, and 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1, 2, 4, and 6. Let's read verse 1 now. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Verse 2, give a portion to 7 and also to 8. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Let's read verse 4. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. Let's read verse 6. In the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withdraw not thy hand, for thou knowest not whither shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be good alike. So the Bible says diversify your income. Do this, do that, diversify it. If you say you are not going to build a house somewhere, at least you know that your money is in one plot of land. There's a plot of land your money is. Buy shares here, your money is here in one shares. Start a business here. One man come to you, say he has a business idea. If you join his business, if you just pay 500 crowns, you become a shareholder. You give him. You diversify your income. And don't withhold your hand from receiving. Amen? Maybe somebody just come to you and say, my sister, I feel like blessing you. I think somebody will come to somebody and say, I feel like blessing him this year. Amen. Who is that person? Amen! And you don't say, you want to bless me? You are a sinner. You are not sanctified. No. The Bible says the wealth of the heathen is for the righteous. Amen. Collect it. It's not of the person that put juju inside. Say the blood of Jesus. That's all. Put it in your bank account. Leave it for the bank. Amen. The Bible says don't withhold your hand from what? Receiving. Amen. Because maybe sinners that are coming to you, and God has used them to be blessing you, to get back your blessing. You say, no, he's a sinner. He's not sanctified. Receive it. Pray over it. Put it in the bank. It's the blessings of the Lord that are coming to you. And the Lord will bless you mightily in Jesus' name. What number are we now?
Number 5.
Let's read 1 to go. Number 5. Study and learn to choose and reorganize your friends, and stay close to friends that bring increase. This one is very deep. Study to do what? Reorganize your friends. Jonah was in the boat. Everybody in that boat was doomed. Amen? The people in the boat with Jonah, they started struggling, they could not gain. Maybe there is a Jonah in your boat and all your struggle is not gaining. Just delete that from Jonah. Amen? Delete that Jonah from your phone, from your Facebook, everything. Delete that Jonah so that you can prosper. Amen? Then there will be some people like Jacob. Amen? You go and meet the sister. You go and meet the brother. Say, sister, as I came for this, you did, I just like you. From the way you dress, from the way you move. Sister, I just like you. I decided you must be my friend. This person, no, I don't like you. Look, sister, I have noticed that the Lord blesses you. Even your husband too, I like your husband, just I can't marry him. Amen? I've noticed that the Lord bless your family. You people must be my friend from today. Amen? The sister refused. Later, you go and buy one book. You wrap it. You say, sister, this is my gift for you. Amen? I know you people are rich. I am not as rich as you people, but God has told me that I should join your family. That if I join your family, you lift me up richer. Amen? Reorganize your friends. The Lord give you wisdom in Jesus' name. Amen. The people in the world, they learn it. That Laban told Jacob, I've realized
that if I'm anywhere you are, because I know you, blessings is coming my way.
Ah, Joseph, Pharaoh said I've realized. Amen?
Number six, let's read it now together. Number six.
Avoid distractions, diversions, and confusions by seeking revelation from God and praying for insightful knowledge and prosperity.
Avoid it. Number seven, start something that will increase your financial status today. And don't get stuck counting your failures and losses. I said, my sister, what are you doing? She said, I'm a housewife. I like that. That's the first work God gave you from heaven. Amen. What is your second work? Amen. What is what? Look for your second work. Amen. Look for your second work. Say, but I don't have any money. You have something. Amen. Try. Begin to pray that this next year, that's why I came to receive. I received the anointing of what? Income. Or savings, what? More than my income. The little thing you get, begin with it. If it's the little thing, it can be that, hey, I legalize that this next year I'll go to SF, I'll go and learn many jobs to learn. You can go and learn how to be a pedagogy teacher, for scholar teacher. So go and learn. So I don't know English. Go and learn for scholar teacher. Go and learn on that shooting scar. Go and learn migrations. What the university for friends car? Abets. Nibor and Yalpe. Go and learn how to help immigrants. It's a study. They do it. It's 2 years study. And you know there always be immigrants in Sweden. Amen. So you know you always have a job. Amen. Go and learn it, how to help immigrants. And they will even be paying you while you are doing the practice. Go and learn how to be institutions administration. That means institution, you'll be checking account, checking travel document of people. Go and learn it. Go and learn something. If not, go and learn. I've realized, if not, they are still. Do you know there are some white people are trying to learn our hairstyle? Amen? Am I correct? Go and find your own. And the Lord will help you in Jesus' name. Start something. Second Kings chapter 7. Let's see what these people are. He said, Pastor, if you know my, I don't know English, you know blessing, you know miracle. And miracle following in Jesus' name. Second Kings chapter 7, verse 3 to 4. Second Kings chapter 7, verse 3 to 4. And you can even discuss with other sisters, discuss with your pastor's wife, brother, discuss with other brothers, discuss with your pastor. Give me ideas. Amen. I can give you ideas that will help you. Amen? Give me ideas. Hey, sister, tell me. Pastor, tell me. See, pastor's wife, tell me. I can give you these ideas. This is what to do. This is what you can do. This is what you can do. Amen? And the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 to 4. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3 to 4. Let's read it together. And there were four leprous men at the entering of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is the city, and we shall die here. And if we sit still here, we die here. So now therefore, come and let us fall into the ghost of the cedars. If they save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die. Verse 5, and they rose up in the twilight. So this men were even leprous, but they say, no, we will not sit still. Amen? Amen? Don't sit still. Do something, my brother. Amen? Go and start something. If your own is able to start a cleaning company, go and start a cleaning company. And your own cleaning company will be wonderful. Amen? Amen. Wonderful. Go and start your own cleaning company. The sister from Finland, the Finnish girl that played keyboard the other time. I think I went to tell she and her husband. Her husband is in Nigeria. Sister, I know they are starting a cleaning company. I can keep on telling people who have done different things. Just don't sit there and say, I won't do anything. Do something. Maybe if you say you go and buy bus. If my husband will have to buy bus, so we'll be transporting goods. Transporting goods from here. Transporting any people that need moving company will become our own moving company. Amen. Have one small website. If you don't have to make a website, our brothers and sisters can help you to make a website of your moving company. Amen? And anytime, and now the government even give PUK.
PUK means that if somebody comes to your company and does with you, government will pay 25%. And you, the person will now pay, and like that. Get, yes, our brethren will give you all these ideas. Start something, and you are blessed. The money is yours, because the Lord is the owner. Amen. Number eight say, avoid faith killers. People will pull down your faith and destiny destroyers. Look, Pastor said something in the deliverance message to this morning. I listened. He said, if you have not lived in your village, your chances are lower of being cursed. That's impressive. That's interesting. So if you have not had that exposure, maybe you have not been cursed. Now, there are some people's house you should not even go to. If you know that that person is a destiny destroyer. Amen? And is a faith killer. Stay with people that can increase your faith. Increase you to get to that point you want to go to. And the Lord will give you wisdom in Jesus' name. But number nine, there's one to go. Say and believe continually what God says about your prosperity. Do what? Say it and believe it. Let's go to Psalm 35 verse 27. This verse is very, very important. Psalm 35 verse 27. That you have to be saying it. Eh? When you woke up in the morning, when you see your husband, you say, my husband, do I look beautiful? Your husband say, yes, you look beautiful. You talk to him, you say, my husband, do I look rich? Your husband will say, you are rich, my dear. Amen? Yeah. You tell your wife, my wife, you are talking to a millionaire. Amen? If your husband say, you are your desert job, you say, yes, my desert job is what to feed 5,000 people. And my income will be more than that. Say it, what the Lord says. Let's go there. Psalm 35. We're all going to read it together. So better open your Bible, please. Please open your Bible. I beg you. Open your Bible. Psalm 35, verse 27. Psalm 35, verse 27. One, two, go. Let them shout for joy and that, that favor thy righteousness. How often should they say it?
Continually.
How often should they say it?
Continually.
So every morning, say it to yourself. Every morning, say it. You can even go and write it. Make a frame. Go to IKEA. Buy a frame and put it there. I have received the anointing of savings more than income. Every morning, you wake up, you say it first to yourself. Amen? You say it first to your family. Because the Bible says you should be saying it continually. And if God has blessed you, because you are already rich, not if God has already blessed you, you are already rich. Your savings is already more than your income. The next thing we are talking about is very, very little. Amen? Christian give points to Christian giving, God's idea. Who brought the idea of Christian giving?
God.
Who has the idea of Christian giving?
God.
So it's not church idea. Amen? It's not anybody's idea. It's what? God's idea. Jesus himself is talking. Let's hear what he says. In Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Simple one. Let's not go to any, the one many of us can remember. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. 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 1, 2, go. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you made, wherewith shall it be measured to you again. Later on, they were in church. Jesus saw one man giving. Jesus said, hey, you see that one? So, what am I trying to encourage you? That this is God's idea. This giving thing is God's idea. And it's a way God wants to use to bless you. It's a way God wants to use to prosper you. One day, what's the first one we have there? Arms and care of the brethren. Give. Look for somebody to bless. In a whole year, thank God, now it's even the serious season people exchange gifts. Amen? Amen. So look for somebody to bless. We have books, there are different types of books. That grandmother Bible, the last year, December, when I came, I bought grandmother's Bible and I traveled to Africa. So there's one woman I know, the woman's children are elderly and they don't have children. They have not yet married. So I went to give the woman. As I give the woman, the children say, what does it mean? The woman gave the children, who wants it? I want my children. Amen. So I bought it, and now we still have grandmother's Bible there. Grandmother's Bible said, we have books for teenagers. Buy one. You are sowing, and the Lord will bless you in record time. Other times, you can put physical cash in an envelope. Amen. Put it. Don't see him, but I think that brother is very rich. I think that sister is very rich. And look at even her scarf is very expensive. Leave that one. Put small one. Hey, see my sister. I am blessing you. Amen. That, and you see that God Himself, whose eyes is everywhere, He will reward you mightily in Jesus' name. What's the next one we have there? Vows and pledges. Vows, like in 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11, Hannah was saying that God, if you give me this, so you're just telling God, God, I need this thing, God, I need this thing. If you do it for me, out of my gratitude, I'm going to do this for you. The pledges is that sometimes we have projects in the church, we need to do this in the church, and we say, who wants to give, who wants to give? You give, and the Lord will bless you in return in Jesus' name, because Jesus has said, it shall be what? Giving unto you. What's number three now? As times event, so people are not leaving. Let's open our outline. Please, if you don't have an outline, let's take it. They want to go.
Events, gratitude, and feast offerings.
These best fruits as a thanksgiving offering to God for His goodness in providing resources or solving difficult situations. You don't need somebody say we are not talking of first fruits, we are not talking of peace offering, we are not. Look, as a believer, just God has done, even in the world, somebody gave you employment. Somebody, then after saying, you give something little. Now, you don't say, this offering, this gift, you give unto the Lord, and the Lord will reward you mightily in Jesus' name. Number four, this one, I know you will love it. Because you are now rich, your savings is now more than your income. So this one is very, very simple for you. Number four, let's all read it together. Tithes, 10% of your income and increase. An offering, any other giving apart from your tithe. There are many Bible verses there. You can go and read it to your tithe. Is that at the end of the month, God has blessed you. One brother saying, but the money I got is not enough. They will take care of me. I said, my brother, what you need to do is tap into the anointing. What anointing does that brother need to tap into?
Savings more than your income.
Amen.
Amen.
Once he taps into that anointing of savings more than his income, he just give his tithe. Because he knows that at the end of the day, his saving will be what? More than his income. Amen. That when you have worked, God has blessed you, say, God, thank you. The first thing from that earning, the first thing from that salary, 10%, you just come to church and put it in the offering. Eh? You will not say, oh, I know that this 10%, I'll use it, I'll buy a gift from the pastor's wife, a gift for the pastor, a gift for that usher, a gift. No, that one belongs to God. That 10%, put it in the church. And you know, say, I'll send it to my church in Africa, I'll send it to one online pastor, I won't send it to the other pastor. No, it is that church where you are hearing the word of God, where you are feeding from the word of God. That's where you should put it. Amen. And the Lord will bless you. Then you offering, like you are sharing offering back. Look, this afternoon, when I said, let us give offering, then I said, because usually I keep offering my Bible. I said, one voice came to me and said, you see, you have entered today. Then you yourself, you don't have offering. Amen. Then I was thinking, what do I do? Then I remember, I have pay. If I don't have offering, at least I have pay. So I took it and I started searching for paper. So I saw one of my flight tickets. I took it at the back of the ticket. I wrote my offering. I put it in the offering bag. Amen. Then I went to my room. Then I took my offering. I came back to the kitchen, to the restaurant where all of you are eating. I went to one of the brothers and said, please, this is my offering. Drop me in the back for me. He said, I remember you wrote it with your own flight ticket. Amen. That's what you do. But because I said, how can this opportunity of blessing pass me by? It will not pass me by.
Amen.
Amen. And tonight you are going to give something. Amen.
Amen.
When the offering bag comes back, don't say the money is in the room. Take a piece of paper, write it, drop inside. That this opportunity for God to bless me, for the owner of riches to bless me. You know, even the people in the world, they are wise. in their own worldly way. You know, if there is a very rich man that is coming or anything, what will they do? They will say, let us gather. They will say in that present, everybody, my name must be there. Am I correct? They will say they write their name. Sometimes it's even a ceremony. They will say all of us must wear the scarf, the cloth, the dress of that rich man to solidarize with him. They know what you are. They know, and now the king of kings, the owner of riches, is passing his by. Then you will drop something. Amen? You not just say, hey, that's the time I'll go to the toilet to be late. That's the time, hey, I don't know what they are doing with the money. It's the money of miracle for you. Amen? Drop it. Please, what the Lord, last year we took offering. Everybody who gave that of last year, you heard the testimonies. And as you are giving this year, next year you are coming with your own testimonies. Yeah. Amen? That this and this and this that have tapped into the anointing of savings more than my income. Finally, point five, let's read it together. Time, talent, skills, and other resources. You have other resources, you have your time, you have your talent. In your local church, make sure you are doing something. Amen? Amen. Make sure you are the one who comes. Find something in your local church to be doing. If nothing, go to the supermarket, buy one rag, one piece of cloth. See, in my church, I got every Sunday I must come and clean the church. Amen? You take the Lord, that means in my life, any dirtiness, clean it. Amen?
Amen.
Look for your local church. I'll be the one that will be arranging the chair in that local church. I'll be the one in charge of the electronics. I'll be the one in charge of the children. I'll be the one in charge of the choir. I must do something. Amen? Now every Sunday, look for something to do. Amen? Because you have time, you have talent, you have resources. May the Lord bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Look, remember the words of the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Two prayers this month, this evening. One prayer is, Father, bless me from your heavenly investment. The next prayer is, Father, let this anointing of savings more than income, let it manifest in every area of my life. Finally, tell the Lord, I'll give to you. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Let's read it together now. I have showed you all things. Now that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more worth blessed to give than to receive. Let's rise up and go to the Lord in prayer. Tell the Lord, Father, bless me, let this anointing, you did it, you blessed that loaves of bread, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, and they fed 5,000. Bless me, let this anointing of savings, more than income, be manifested in my life, be manifested in my family. Let me see it physically as I check my bank account at the end of every month. Let me begin to see that my savings is more than my income. Father, Lord, any door of prosperity shut against me, remove it by your power. Remove it. Don't use this prosperity prayer. Every door of prosperity in any way or form set against me, Father, remove it by your power. Father, give me divine revelation of prosperity. If where to sow, how to sow, how to prosper, Father, give it to me. This is serious. I'm going because you are going to be rich. The Lord has promised your riches. Lord, teach me how to diversify my income. Lord, teach me how to diversify my savings. Lord, teach me how to diversify my investments. Lord, if I need to make a move, if I need to relocate, Lord, teach me. Lord, help me to learn how to study my friends, how to choose my friends, how to reorganize my friends. Oh, Lord, teach me today. Oh, Father, help me to start something. Father, help me to start something that will increase my financial status today. Father, take away every faith killers and destiny destroyers from me. Father, help me to continually say, the Lord delighted in my prosperity. The Lord delighted in my prosperity. The Lord delighted in my prosperity. Father, Lord, today I am praying that you bless me for my heavenly investment. Father, Lord, I am praying that all my givings have been given in the church, given your word. Father, I receive my reward. Father, I receive my reward. Father, I receive my reward. Let my reward come to me every day. Father, open your windows. Open your windows. Open your windows. Open your windows. Or from heaven, and let it bless my life. Let it bless every area of my life. Let it bless my family. Let it bless my children. That will be prosperous, will increase in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, Lord, we thank you for your word we have heard today. Lord, we are praying that you open every door for every brother, for every sister. In the name of Jesus, and this anointing of savings more than income, you place it on the head of every brother, on the head of every sister, on the palm of everyone, on our children, in the name of Jesus, that in this church you place it on the church, that our savings will be so much. You bring the money from the north, you bring the money from the south, you bring the money from the east, you bring the money from the west, and all over the four corners of the earth into our account. Father, Lord, any brother struggling in any way, lift the brother up to prosperity. Any sister struggling in any way, lift the sister up to prosperity. We cover everyone with the blood of Jesus. We cover every prayers that are prayed here with the blood of Jesus. If you are here and you know that something is pushing you, and you want that thing to stop, I want you to raise up your hand. I want to pray with you. Something is pushing you, and God bless you, God bless you. And you want that thing to stop pushing you, I want to pray with you. Father, Lord, you have seen these hands. This thing that is pushing these individuals. King of kings, speak your word and send it back forever. Let it go back to its source in the name of Jesus. Let it go back to its source in the name of Jesus. Let it go back to its source in the name of Jesus. Let it go back to its source in the name of Jesus. Let it go back to its source in the name of Jesus. Let it go back to its source in the name of Jesus. Let it go back to its source in the name of Jesus. And let it never come back to these people again.
Amen.
Let them shout with testimonies.
Amen.
And let them see the physical signs of the end of those pursuers.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any other request you have, tell the Lord now as we pray. Tell the Lord now. Any other request, any other need you have, any other thing concerning prosperity, concerning your health, concerning other area of your life, tell the Lord now. The presence of God, the angels of God, the God of miracles is by your side. Tell him right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Then somebody, you have not still said that thing. Say that thing out. God is waiting for you to say it. Say it out. Don't feel shy. Say it. Tell the Lord this thing. I want you to do it. Don't feel shy. Say it out. Tell the Lord this thing. I want you to do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift all these prayers before you. Let all those situations bow to the name of Jesus. Let all those powers bow to the name of Jesus. Let all those prayers be answered by supernatural power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because you give your word of decree. Your word of recovery, your word of healing, your word of prosperity.
Amen.
In every life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you cause all your people to prosper.
Amen.
For in Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.